Welcome, everybody, to the Wonder Boldly podcast. I'm Christine Santos, bringing to you all of the action steps and knowledge I've learned on my journey to becoming an online business owner, quit my corporate job, and now live the life that I desire on my own terms. This podcast is jam-packed with all the knowledge I've gained over the past few years growing my online business. I am so passionate about you going after what it is that you want. I want to encourage and motivate you to know that you too can live the life that you desire. Thank you so much for listening. Let's go. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Wonder Boldly. On today's episode, we are going to talk consistency and mindset. So if you have been following along for the last few months, you know I've been talking all about podcasting. I believe it's so important to get your message out into the world so you can help other people. And how better to do that than with a podcast? Why? It's super easy. You don't need to put on makeup. You don't need to get the right outfit. All of the things that prevent you from putting out a video, those things don't get in the way when you're doing a podcast. You can do your podcast in your pajamas. You can do your podcast with a facial mask on. It doesn't matter. What matters is getting your message out into the world. And what matters is being consistent so your audience knows what to expect. So if you decide that you are going to have a podcast and you want that to be a weekly episode, my best advice I can give you is to spend your time, your valuable time, putting together highlights of episodes that you want to record. So people think that they need to have the right mic, they need to have the right room set up, and all of that, yes, is important, but it's not necessary. What's more important is consistency. So here are a couple things I want you to do as you're preparing to launch your podcast. Decide on what you want to talk about. So decide on the next 6 episodes. What are they going to be about? Well, if you don't even have a podcast right now, your first episode is going to be the trailer. So we will call that episode 0. We will call that the trailer. And that right now, industry standard is 90 seconds. So all you have to do is record 90 seconds explaining to your audience what the podcast is about. Super simple. You can write down 2 bullet points so you know what you're going to say in 90 seconds. Then the next 5 episodes are going to be about a specific topic in your niche. So let's say your topic is finance. Well, you need to educate. There's a lot of education around finance, right? But let's just pick something. We're going to pick expenses. So you could create 5 episodes on expenses alone. So what are the things that you are going to want to talk about? So maybe you're going to talk about, well, you better have a spreadsheet or a better system than you have now to track your expenses. Maybe you're going to talk about the type of business credit card that somebody should have. Maybe you're going to talk about where can you cut expenses. Maybe you're going to talk about where do you want to increase. Maybe you want to spend more time on education. Maybe you want to, I don't know, guys, what else about expenses? But you get the point. So spend your time. It should like really only take an hour. When I talk about putting together an outline, I'm not talking about a script. I'm talking about those 6 episodes, the first being the trailer episode that's 90 seconds long that talks about what your podcast is about, and then 5 more episodes. And typically, if your podcast is educational, you want to be concise. You don't want an hour-long podcast. Typically, of course, you can do whatever time frame you want. But if you're just starting out, keep it simple. You want to be concise and you want your audience to get value from listening to your podcast. So break it down into chunks. Maybe you're going to have those 5 topics be 15 minutes each. So you're going to have your 90 second trailer, and then you're going to have 5 more episodes that are 15 minutes. And that's fantastic. It doesn't matter the length of your podcast as much as it matters that it's giving value to your audience. If you can give value in 5 minutes, great, do that. People are busy, great, do that. If you have a story to tell and it's going to take you at least a half an hour, and you have a story that is going to be over time, multiple episodes, please, please look at how you're breaking that down. You don't want to necessarily, of course, everyone is different, but necessarily have really long episodes, because that is going to be really hard to stay consistent. Again, everybody's different, so you do what's right for you. Okay, so the last thing I'm going to leave you with that I want you to think about as you're starting out a podcast is, what is your project plan going to be? What are all the things that you need to do to get your podcast out into the world? Put together a project plan. Know the date that you want to be published. So the first, not the trailer, but the first real episode. When do you want that to be published? Now, mind you, it is best to publish your podcast according to statistics on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So pick one of those days, beginning of the month, work backwards, and create your project plan. So there are some tips for you. If you want my help, if you want help collapsing time and getting your podcast out into the world sooner than later, reach out to me. I have a program, Unleash Your Voice. We can get your podcast out into the world in under 2 months. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at Christine B. Santos on Instagram. I'd be happy to chat with you. And until next time, continue to wonder boldly. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you liked it, it would mean the world to me if you give it a 5-star review and recommend it to a friend. I so appreciate you listening, and I hope that these episodes motivate you and inspire you to go after your dreams. Until next time, continue to wonder boldly.